And now for some more news items. It's been very difficult to ignore the story of Norwich City Football Club chairman Ed Balls on the Strictly Come Dancing show on television. No longer, however, as he bows out. Also bowing out is the city's long-standing town crier David Bullock. Then there's pressure for our local councillors to receive an increase in their allowances. And a familiar local sight. The chapel at the old Norfolk and Norwich Hospital at St Stephen's is to become a cafe.
Ed Balls said he is most looking forward to returning to Carrow Road after finally getting the boot from Strictly Come Dancing. After weeks of defying the judges' poor scores, the former Shadow Chancellor exited the BBC One show following a dance-off. All four of the judges chose to give the Norwich City chairman the push. The unlikely Strictly star said that he had no idea what his future held, but vowed to keep dancing after becoming the 10th celebrity to leave the show. His ejection came after show bosses were accused of staging a plot to get rid of the ex-politician by organising a cha-cha challenge, as well as the usual routine. Mr. Balls came last in the challenge, and his scores were combined with the results of the couples dance and the viewers' vote. This time, the votes from viewers were not enough to save him. Mr. Balls, who has entertained viewers with his routines to Gangnam Style and Great Balls of Fire, said afterwards, "It has been much more than I ever thought it would be. The warmth and generosity of the family and fans and the amount I've learnt about myself and performing and what I can actually do is way beyond anything I would ever have imagined." Asked what was next, he said, "I don't know at all, and that's great. I have no idea. It just means that next Saturday I can go and watch Norwich v Brentford, as I've missed three games."
For over a century, it was a place where turbulent emotions were soothed in the heart of the old Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. And now, years after it was boarded up, the old chapel at the site on St Stephen's Road will be reopened to the public as a cafe after the local church were handed the keys. The chapel, which is a listed building dating back to 1879, has been shut away since the site of the city's hospital was developed for housing by Charles Church Anglia, which is a division of Persimmon Homes. Residents of the Fellows Plain development united to form a group which would take on responsibility for the future of the chapel, and after long negotiations they have entrusted its care to St Stephen's Church. Canon Madeline Light of St Stephen's Church said, "The chapel will open to the public by January and will be a place where anyone, regardless of faith, can come."
Norwich City councillors deserve to receive a little more money for their public service, according to an independent panel which has looked into their allowances. The independent panel has recommended a number of increases in annual allowances, intended to recognise the time commitment of councillors in helping constituents and attending meetings. The recommendations, if agreed, would see the annual basic allowance, which all councillors are entitled to, increased by £62 from £6,193 to £6,255. The leader of the council would see the special responsibility allowance go up from £10,322 to £10,425. If agreed, when the full council meets in January, the increases would come in from April next year.
His booming cry and bell ringing has been heard throughout Norwich for more than three decades. But now David Bullock has decided to hang up his tricorn hat and step down from his role as city crier. Mr. Bullock, a retired policeman from Galston, has officially been the city crier since 1984, playing a key role in annual civic events such as the mayor-making and freeman ceremonies and the Lord Mayor's procession, as well as many other occasions. Now aged 83, he says it's time for a new person to take on the role, and he will be succeeded by Deputy City Crier Bob Lloyd. "I've enjoyed the whole of my time as City Crier. I felt it quite an honour to be able to represent the city as I have," said Mr. Bullock. "I've been some wonderful things and taken part in some momentous occasions in Norwich. It's been quite a life, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. But I think it's time to make way for new blood."
Street fountains, a nature reserve, affordable housing, shops, a speedway stadium, Those are some of the suggestions for what should happen at Anglia Square. Ambitious proposals to revamp Anglia Square, including demolishing the current shopping complex and building more than 1,000 homes above new shops and restaurants, are in the pipeline. The owners of the shopping centre are about to start consultation over their emerging proposals for the shopping centre and are keen to hear what the public has to say. The blueprint so far includes the demolition of the current Anglia Square, the former Stationery Office Sovereign House and Gildengate House, more than 1,000 homes to be built above new shop units and a new public square, a new multi-storey car park, the replacement of the existing cinema with a new one at ground level, and better links across the site to open up entry to the complex from other directions. Peter Luder, head of planning at Western Homes, which is looking to develop the site with owners Columbia Threadneedle, said, "This is the first stage of an extremely comprehensive three-stage public consultation exercise regarding the creation of a shared vision for the future of Anglia Square in Norwich."